Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Big Club listeners. Hope everybody's doing fine tonight. We have a very special guest who's going to tell us about the real foreclosure process tonight. I'm glad that she can join us. And, of course, if you're listening live, you may call in and ask a question. Or if it's in the future, you can listen to the archive by going to thinkbigradio.com. Nancy Villacorta, are you there?
I am here and ready for this conversation, Mr. Brigg. How are you tonight?
Tonight I'm doing pretty fine. I had a long day playing security guard, but, you know, as a real estate broker, you do a lot of different things.
That's right. It's all part of our commitment to serve.
That is true. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get started here?
Well, I've been doing mortgage loans for the last 13, 14 years.
Okay.
And it's been one right after the other, but it's really been a growth and challenge, because as the industry changes and as banks change, well, we need to make sure that we're on top of our game to know how do we best serve our clients.
Okay.
I started off as a loan officer probably about 13, 14 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and quickly rose up to do mortgage brokering, opening my own shop, and you know, it's just been one right after the other. Pretty much for the last 3-4 years, I started doing a lot of teaching. And, you know, as the industry obviously changed and we started realizing that a whole lot of people were doing this without not knowing what they were doing,
mm-hmm.
Decided to come in and getting some of my classes accredited so we can start teaching people how to do it the right way and get licensed, obviously.
Wow, that's great, because you may have a lot of people who might pass the state licensing exam, but then when it comes to really knowing the business on the inside out and how to best serve your clients, they're clueless, and then they're following behind people who may not even have the type of knowledge to really show those who are eager to learn.
That's correct. I mean, realistically, you know, when licensing did come out with the state of Illinois, you had over 200,000 registered loan originators just in the city of Chicago. And at the end of the day, within a year, we probably only have between 10 or 12,000 that are actually licensed in the state.
So you mean to tell me that out of 200,000 pretty much active loan officers, that once the licensing requirements came out, that only 10% was pretty much left?
That's correct. I mean, it's unfortunate, Mr. Big, but it's the truth, because at the end of the day, it got to a point where a lot of lenders and brokers and these small shops were just hiring people off the street that never knew how to take a loan application, never knew how to read a credit report, but yet they were paying them commissions just to get bodies through the door. And,
wow.
You know, that really started an epidemic, because a lot of these applicants that were signing loans, you know, mortgage loans and documents, they were being sold loans by people that really didn't know what they were doing.
Hmm. Then I can see how it could be driven, you know, the industry could be driven to just hire people to get people through the doors like that. And then if there's any kind of bonuses for how many people you get through or what type of loans you get them, and, you know, they're really not caring about their clients. They're caring about how much money they can make off a deal.
That's correct. Everything was financially motivated. I mean, at the end of the day, you had clients coming in through these broker shops or the mortgage companies, and, you know, they were signing away documents where it was going to cost them either their home or extra in fees or extra in points, and it was all going towards people's pocket. I mean, people were financially motivated by just giving people these high interest rates or just funky loans that just made no sense. And and even though the licensing was supposed to curb, you know, people that, you know, that knew what they were doing and kind of wash out people that didn't know what they were doing, it only curbed it a little bit, just a little bit. Because, you know, we still have this problem today, whether people are licensed or not. And even if they're not licensed, they're still doing the business. they're still originating loans and they're still doing all of this nonsense, and you know, and we're just trying to send a message out and say, just be prepared. You know, do read everything you sign. Just make sure that these people are legit, that the company is legit. Because we didn't have, until the licensing came out, we really didn't have any accountability. If people were doing fraud, all they had to do was just jump to another mortgage company down the street and start doing all over again.
Wow. Yeah, I've had a couple of situations similar to that, whereas I was getting a refinance on one of my properties, and you know, as an investor, sometimes you'll take what you can get, because if the numbers work, you know, it, you can make it work. And they charged me so much money that I couldn't believe it. So I called around and asked a lot of different people in the industry, and it was just like everybody was quiet or they didn't really want to tell me. So I had to actually get into the industry to learn about all of the different fees and the outrageous things that they can, you know, put on you, let alone with, you know, these prepayment penalties and adjustable rates that can adjust 2-3 points. And if you're not knowledgeable about these things, and it's, you can easily get taken by a firm handshake and a smile.
That's correct. That's correct. And it's one story after another, because families are being completely, they're losing their homes left and right because they didn't know the terms of the loan, because they weren't disclosed, because it just was not explained to them what it was that they were signing away. And, you know, everything that we're hearing now about this subprime market and about this crash, and tell you the truth, it was all in the making, because even when I was doing classes and teaching people to get licensed a couple of years back, I would tell the students, I would tell them, all you know how to do is fax over credit reports and fax over conditions. And, you know, at the end of the day, they didn't know how to structure a loan. They didn't know how to originate it. They didn't even know how to do these numbers in their head to even know whether these people can afford the mortgage or not.
Hmm. So do you think a big problem with some of the loans that people are getting, if their credit's not that great, that they were actually maybe qualifying for the first rate, but the second rate, like once it adjusts, do you think they should have been qualified for at least the first or the second adjustment also, or is it the same old you can refi in 6 months type story?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was such a game and it was such a con, it wasn't even funny, because I can tell you right now one scenario where customers had probably not the 700 credit score, but probably 615, 609.
Mm-hmm.
And if that loan originator knew what they were doing, they could have gotten an approval for a conforming fixed rate loan. But it just was—it was just too much paperwork and too much trouble to even try to hustle that loan for a decent rate for the customer. I mean, all they had to do was fax it over to a lender and close it in 7 days and just say, hey, you know, ka-ching, I'll have you back in 6 months and refinance you again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a sad thing. We're going to just take a minute here at our 9 minute mark to have a quick commercial.
Okay.
Are you looking to purchase property no money down with no closing costs? Is your credit score 400, 500, 600? It still doesn't matter. www.applyforloannow.com. That's www.applyforloannow.com. See what we have to offer. You won't be disappointed. Okay, I'm back. One of the things that I noticed that you were, you know, basically from your resume and things, was that you are really experienced now in not only moving from the market of helping people with purchases, which of course you'll always do and with that education, but instructing people that have gotten these bad loans on, you know, different ways that they can restructure their loans or get out of foreclosure or things like that. How did that come about?
Well, it really started with the organization I came to work with. And and having said that, I work for a non-for-profit organization called Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America.
Okay.
And all I'm really doing is I'm just carrying what I've been teaching for the last couple of years. And we say it at the workshops, and we talk to people to get the word out. People don't lose their homes because they stop making their mortgage payment. That's just one factor. But they lose their homes because they are not taking advantage of the resources and the tools that are in place to help them save their home. And, you know, I hope that if anything comes out, that we get to talk about this, because it's really sad on how families just completely give up. You know, it is a process. It is a legal process. But there are so many things in place to protect people to save their homes. And it's just a matter of getting the word out.
One of the things that I know about this is that normally a foreclosure lasts, let's say, on the long end with, you know, roughly 9 months. After 3 months, you haven't made a payment. Then 4, 5, 6 months later, your house is being sold. So there's a way to either try to fix this. I mean, if you just can't make the payments, or you just got too far behind and now you can make payments but the bank won't accept them, what can a person do? I mean, what options are available?
The moment they first know that they're going to get into trouble, the moment that they know that they're going to be late or can't make the payment, they have to talk to their creditor, their lender. They have to call the bank and say, this is what's going on. I'm going through some hardship. I lost my job. So, I mean, whatever the circumstance may be, but they have to make some type of contact with the lender. I mean, the lender's not going to stop making the phone calls, but they have to talk to the lender, because once they document that hardship is going on in the home, the lender will try to immediately make some type of repayment plan, some type of restructure, or just say, you know what, let's kind of work it out. It's just like the gas company or the phone company. They will take some part of the balance and say, let's stretch it out in the next 6 or 7 months or 12 months and get you back on track. When people don't do that, the process starts, you know, moving much more fast forward. And one of the things I've always talked about, and I always say, please open your mail, communicate, talk to the lender. They tell them what's going on. And you know what? If 30 days, things haven't changed, you call them again. And if you still can't get back on your feet within 90 days, you still keep writing letters and you call them again. A lot of these lenders have third-party services or maybe an in-house department that will work with you. They'll do what a lot of these agencies are doing. Check your bank statements. They're going to look at your income. They're going to see what can we do to stop making this go into more of a delinquency and help you get back on your feet. And it's when a lot of people just don't call them, because they're so intimidated by fear or by the collectors, or just right out embarrassed, and they ignore it, thinking it's going to go away somehow, or as soon as I get this next check, or as soon as I get my bonus, I'll be back on my feet. But the truth is, you're only hurting yourself with that kind of mentality.
Wow, and I can even just picture the types of stress that a person could go through. And it kind of reminds me of the way you're saying how, you know, if you're a parent and your, you know, son or daughter may be going through something, and, you know, as parents, the first thing really out of our mouth is, you know, it doesn't matter how mad I'm going to get or this, that, the other, but the most important thing is just to, you know, keep communication open. Just come, tell me, talk to me. And if I think that we would keep that and take that type of advice when it comes to our finances and dealing with mortgages, that, you know, we'll see that it's not as bad as we fear it to be.
I can't be very specific about a whole lot of legal terms because I'm not an attorney, but I can tell you that it is a legal process. And, you know, the truth is the foreclosure can be held up in court probably no more max than 3 years. Typically, it's about a year to year and a half, but there is a process. So, you know, for all the members that, or for all the clients that have, you know, are delinquent in their payments right now and they're going to a foreclosure, just please talk to somebody. Get a hold of your lender. loss and mitigation. Try to appear to every court.
Okay, so loss mitigation, that's the agency within the lenders or most lenders that you want to try to get
right.
in touch with?
The lender has their own department called loss mitigation that handles all the delinquents or collection or foreclosure accounts.
Okay.
That's typically what it's called. And
now, the firm you work with, do they have a website that people can go and maybe learn some of these things? Or
absolutely. We called out a call to action right now,
mm-hmm.
and we have counselors, housing counselors such as myself and other coworkers I work with that meet with our clients, and we take the steps to help them get their budget, go over their savings pattern, talk about affordability, and present a workout package to their lender.
Now, you know, I've heard of a lot of different firms that do this, and they charge between, let's say at the low end, $500, at the high end, $2,200. Are your prices along in line with that?
Oh, absolutely, much lower. To tell you the truth, our prices
okay.
are zero. Our services are free.
Zero?
Yes.
Wow.
I encourage all of our listeners and audience to log on to www.naca.com, NACA.com.
Okay.
And first thing they need to do is make sure they log in and do a questionnaire to tell us about their circumstances.
Okay.
Go on to our links to come and find out when our next workshop will be,
mm-hmm.
and have them come into the workshop. We will give out the information. We will give out the books. We will give out a checklist of getting their documents in order, and we will meet with them and sit down and talk about their finances and help them save their home.
Wow. Is this company, like let's say I'm in Georgia or I'm in California, can I go log on to this site and still
That's correct.
Get there?
We have offices 33 states in the country right now.
Oh, okay.
Open more and more. And even if we don't have an office in your particular city or state, we can have you do everything online, and it will be processed through our Home Save department in our national offices.
Okay, all right, great.
That, you know, your
okay.
reason.
Give, you know what? We have one caller on air. Let me put this person on and see what question they have. How you doing? This is Big with Think Big Radio. I have Nancy Villacorta on line, and we're talking about the foreclosure process. Did you have a question?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Where are you from, sir?
I'm calling from Baltimore City, Maryland.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, there's a few questions. Me and my wife, we are teachers, and we just purchased this home about when the time with, you know, the market was fairly low, and, you know, they was letting, you know, people with not so good credit coming in.
Okay.
Fortunately, God bless us, we came into the property with no income whatsoever, but my loan originator managed to get us into the property. Although our property is not that high as far as with monthly mortgage, but at that time it was coming in during the summer, and we both wasn't working.
Okay, right. So as a teacher, you guys worked
2 months, right. We had that 2 month layoff.
Okay.
You know, and we was working, you know, doing summer camp that wasn't paying us so good, and we was barely making it. We were just making enough to kind of pay the small bills, putting gas in the car, so forth.
Hmm.
Now we end up being 4 months behind in our mortgage.
Okay.
But now when the lady that you have now that you have featured
Nancy.
In your show,
uh-huh.
When she was talking about you have to communicate with your lender now. To my understanding, the lender is not your loan originator, but your lender is the bank where the loan has been issued.
That's
Am I correct?
Correct. All of your servicer. The lender services the rights to your loan.
Right, like Countrywide or
right. Correct.
Okay. Okay. So I've been communicating with them and so forth, and I told them, look, you know, hey, you know, me and my wife were teachers, and they had it documented in the system and so forth. But they, you know, they never stopped sending letters, and we, you know, we decided that we was gonna, you know, start paying them, and we started paying them and so forth. And actually, this is the first month we started trying to catch up. You know, we're like probably like no more than $5,000 behind.
Okay.
So my thing was, you know, since we're young and we're a young couple and it's the first time we have a home, I was afraid because a lot of these foreclosures was happening, and we was like, okay, maybe. a foreclosure could happen in 6 months, 3, 4 months, 5 months. You know, they could say, hey, look, we're not going to accept any money. We're going to put your house or in, you know, in a clerk's, in a county court clerk system where somebody could just pick it up and say, look, I'm just buying. Can you please explain to me how the process works, or should I be okay not to be in fear that my house would be sold without me knowing, or foreclosure may happen instantly without me knowing?
Well, let me, you know, go back and answer that question. It's a legal process, and I tell people, you know, don't start freaking out. Don't start freaking out that the sheriff is going to come in and throw your furniture out in the lawn. I mean, there's a legal process.
Right.
What I tell people, the best way to get protected is, you know, you have to get some legal advice, absolutely. But if you work through an agency such as ours, or even through another non-for-profit agency, or through the Loss and Mitigation Service, go to every single court. Go to every single appearance. File your appearances. A lot of these, if you can prove that that your income is low to middle income, or you're not working, a lot of these filing fees are even free. So as long as you show up and show interest that you have, you know, that you want to save your home, the courts have these laws to protect you to save your home. Even at the end of the day, sir, even if you have a sale date or an auction date coming up, you have to be notified. You can always go on the website. You can always call the courthouses. You can find out what's the status of your case. And if you find out that there's a sale date, you can always file for bankruptcy to still save your home. And again, it's about education and tools, because it's when you don't know that you have these things in place to protect you, the process is accelerated much more faster. And, yeah, it's unfortunate, but some people do lose their homes. Why?
Sir,
because they didn't do anything.
Sir, where did you say you were located again?
Baltimore City.
And how did you find out about our program that was on today?
Well, actually, I registered as a listener and had my own sort of radio thing, and then I was just browsing through looking for certain, you know, radio shows to tune in that was sort of, you know, related or important to me. Then I came across the foreclosure, although, you know, thank God we have not yet been notified.
Let me ask you this, sir. Did you hear the website that she also mentioned?
Yeah, she mentioned about the I'm going to have to write this down, but I know she was saying that it was, because I just tuned in when you guys were explaining that it was a zero, no fee for the services that she provides, her company provides. Can I have that website once again, please?
Yeah, absolutely. www.naca.com, NACA.com.
Okay, NASA.
NACA.
Oh, okay. NASA, okay. NASA.
Yeah, Nancy Adam Charlie Adam.
Okay.
And there should be a NACA station right in your area, perhaps.
Okay.
And just let them know you heard about it on Think Big Radio, and Nancy from the Chicago office basically explained a lot of the process.
Okay.
But what we can do is once you go there, you should Nancy. Do you want to give them your email?
Sure, not a problem.
Okay.
Going back just real quickly, and before I go ahead and do that, one thing I do want to tell you, even if you're not delinquent and you're continuing, if you're current now, you have one of those subprime loans, or if it's just a predatory interest loan, I still encourage you to visit the website.
Okay.
I'm trying to help people get out of these loans.
Okay.
You don't take a FICO score, but we do look at your payment history, and we're helping a lot of people get out of these funky loans as it is.
Okay.
So if you have a pen and paper,
yes,
I'll be happy to give you my email address.
Yes. Hey, I'm ready.
Okay. N-V.
M-V.
N-V-I, correct.
I.
L-L-A.
L-L-A.
C-O-R.
E-O-R.
T-A.
T-A.
At NACA.com.
At NASA. Okay, pretty long email address there.
Yeah, NACA. And once again, to repeat, that's N as in Nancy, V as in Victor, I-L-L-A-C-O-R-T-A.
Okay, C. Okay. Thank you for repeating that. Appreciate
All right, no
that.
Problem, sir.
But
I'd love to let you have a lot more time here, but we're down to 5 minutes, and you know how our shows go. We have to ask her a couple of more questions.
Okay.
But definitely visit the website, and you can also, if you listen to the program over, you'll hear our advertisements and things of that sort.
Okay.
And, you know, let everybody know about this program, because they not only have a home save program, they have a program for purchasers that you may want to find out about, and that's also on
that's also
our
great,
big
that's
radio.
A great thing. That's a great opportunity. You guys keep the hard work that you guys are doing. This is important information that the whole world needs to know, because, as we all know, that flow closures are happening as we speak, and they're happening daily to people, and they don't know their rights. And I thank you for having me on the show.
And thank you for calling in, sir.
All right. Bye.
Have a big day.
Bye.
Wow. You know, and see, that's exactly what we're talking about. You know, there are people that are facing these things, and at least they did the right thing and called in and talked to their mortgagers.
That's right. And you know, it's as much as I want to say every lender will cooperate, we will have lenders that just will not budge. And, you know, what you have to do is you just have to get on the game and work with an agency and try to really push these lenders. Right now, because of the crisis, because of an all-time foreclosure rate, right now, the government is pushing a lot of these lenders to make sure these loans are modified. And what does that mean?
That's great.
If you have a starting interest rate that's adjusted 2, 3, 4 years, started out at a 6.8 and it went to a 9, 11, 15, they're making these lenders come back and give you that starting rate and turning it into a fixed loan.
Now, do a lot of people know that? Does it take any extra knowledge, or is that something that your team does to help people?
That's correct. And our agency is doing that right now. We either have qualified for refinancing a loan through our program. We either have you qualified to come in and do a restructure or modification or payment plan. And, you know, as unfortunate it may sound, but once we do an analysis, some members and some clients are just too over mortgaged and do not qualify for their mortgage save their home. So we have to try to work with other options of having their loan sold, their mortgage, I'm sorry, their home sold.
Wow, and a lot of people, they don't want to hear that. And some people even go as far as losing their home instead of doing what might make sense. You know, and I know that with the program that you have, even if they have to sell it, if they can walk away with something, they might have a chance at getting a new home through your other program, correct?
That's correct. Even if we can't help you refinance or restructure, and, you know, the option is that you might have to either lose your home or sell your home, doesn't mean that you're out of our program. We'll continue to work with you to structure a plan that will bring you back to affordability and help you purchase your home
That's
at a later
great.
Time.
I would love to have had more time, and hopefully as things change, I maybe can have you back on here 5 or 6 months from now. We're down to our last minute, and is there anything, any person you'd like to thank or company?
Well, I just want to tell all of our listeners and all of our audience members that there is hope, that please visit our website, and please do something to help save your home. And I want to do a shout-out to my children and my family and everyone that's listening out our program.
That is so great. I am so happy for you and happy for the people that you're able to help. Big Club listeners, thanks again for calling in. For those of you who called and listened to us, make it happen here at thinkbigradio.com. For all of you out there who are in foreclosure trouble or any type of trouble with your housing, I've got a song for you. Here it goes. Nancy, you there?
I am here.
Just want to give some, let people know that things are going to get easier.
That's correct. Things will get easier.
Have a big night.
Have a good night.